I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. We have been taught from the early days of our walk with Christ that God is good. He doesn't just do good things, that His goodness is an attribute of God's character. It is easy to accept this as head knowledge. But what happens when our faith is challenged or tested? How do we lean into this truth, or even display our confidence of His goodness to those around us? There have been many moments in my life, and I'm sure in yours as well, where we celebrate the goodness of God because the trial is ended and the result has gone our way. It is always good to celebrate and praise our Father in those times. But what happens when we deal with tragedy and heartache and the result doesn't go our way? My oldest daughter came down suddenly with a severe illness as a small child. It was serious enough for a helicopter ride to a children's hospital. The following days were filled with high fevers and seizures. Doctors were unsure if she would survive. She even spent many days in a coma. Our church prayed, and as the word spread, many communities prayed for our little one. After a few weeks, doctors were confident that she would survive, but were unsure of how much brain damage had happened. They told us that learning to walk again would be a long-term goal. She came out of her coma on Easter morning, and we took her home soon after. My dad put a sign on the room window that said, "God wins." The hospital gave us a wheelchair, but we never used it. My daughter is in her 30s now, has a black belt, a college degree, plus a great husband, and has given us two wonderful grandchildren. Her story is one that is easy to celebrate God's goodness. But I have to tell you that for a long time I struggled with the concept that life events don't always turn out this way. I saw children who never went home from the hospital. Doctors told us that very few people survived the illness that my daughter had. Where was God's goodness for them? Recently, I saw an interview of a group of combat veterans that had received the Medal of Honor. One gentleman said, "You can't refuse it, but you don't have to wear it." They were struggling with the goodness of God as they had survived in combat while their friends and fellow soldiers didn't, and here they were getting a medal for it. God's way is beyond our understanding. His ways are not our ways, and I, for one, am glad of that. I found a passage in Psalm 27 that I like to lean into when I find myself pondering the goodness of God. "I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord." That is Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. A couple of points to hold on to in this passage. What is the ground that David stands on for his confidence in the Lord? He has seen many times the Lord's goodness in his life and around him. And when we take a moment to ponder, we have too. Therefore, do we not also expect to see the goodness of the Lord revealed again? I find it interesting that the main lesson to be taken away from Psalms 27 is to wait, to trust, to rely upon the Lord, and to come to Him in times of trouble. So instead of sinking into despair and giving up all hope, be confident that you will see the goodness of our Lord and that waiting for it produces trust in our God. At the end of the book of Job, after God speaks, Job answers the Lord with this: "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. So take refuge and comfort in the goodness of God and that His plan will prevail even on days when it is difficult to see from our vantage point." The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.